Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
What's up, guys?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
I'm just doing the greeting that they do in those really trendy shops where you normally have to queue outside and it's really dark in there. And everyone looks like a model, you know, the shop of me. What's up, guys?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what's going on?
Just like to warn people not to listen to your podcast while it's in the library because I was listening to it earlier and it kept making me laugh.
So you were in the library listening to our podcast?
Yeah.
And you like cracking up a bit?
Yeah. People probably looking at me weirdly.
Oh. Where was the library?
At uni, in Loughborough.
Ah, Loughborough Uni, I know it well. What bit was making you crease?
The R. Kelly trapped in the closet.
Oh, no. What bit did you get up to on the podcast of the, in the hip opera?
I've just listened to yesterday's, so the bit with the where it was the policeman.
The smoking policeman?
Yeah.
Having it off with his wife?
Yeah.
Also on there, did you hear...
I'm an adult baby!
Yes.
My friend Chris from yesterday?
Yep.
And there's loads on there at the moment, including young people reading books that should be read by nans... Taxi drivers who go beyond the call of duty. There's loads. Oh, and annoying Matt Fincham and him annoying Becky back. Do you get our podcast every day?
Yes.
God, I love you for that. Download it if you want at bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's free. It's called The Scott Mills Daily. You're not in the library now, are you?
No, I'm back in my room now.
All right. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Give me a high five.
Hang on.
You can have a double one for downloading the podcast. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today on this show, you know, we've all been making songs using only our phones. Just download some apps and you can do it. It's quite easy. Started with me and my flatmate at the weekend forming a band because we were bored. Do you think they'll let us on at the Brits? I think it might be too late. But this is the song we came up with. Remember, no recording studio here, just our phones. I know you're thinking it sounds too professional to have just been made on a phone, but it's not.
I come home in the morning light. My mother says, when you're gonna live your life right. Oh, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones. And girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, girls just don't wanna have fun.
My band is called Vehicle Registration Plates of Uruguay because if you click on random article on Wikipedia, whatever it says, that's your band name. Loads of people were doing this yesterday. Then Becky made a song on her phone. What's your band called?
Well, I was going to say, actually, do you mind not calling me Becky anymore when we're talking about my music? Because I'm now Archdeacon of Bedford. And this is the latest release from my new album, She Must Be Found and Stopped.
Okay.
I picked that by going to a quotes website, and then you pick the bottom quote, and then you take the last five words.
Okay.
So, you've got your album?
I haven't got my album name, no. But
Oh, I can find you one now.
Can you find me one?
Yeah, let's do it quickly.
Okay, thanks. So what do you do again to find your band name?
You find a quotes page with like random quotes, and then there's normally a thing which says random quotes on it, and then you go to the bottom quote, and then you choose the last five words of that bottom quote. Okay. So your album is called Believe Is Not To Believe.
That's quite good.
It is a good one, yeah.
That sounds like it could be a name of an album.
Have you sorted your album artwork yet?
How do I sort the album artwork?
Oh, I'll have to tell you later.
Okay. Today... You can hear this after 4:30. The one that doesn't speak has made a song using only his phone. Hear that after 4:30. And it's not a cover version. This is original material.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Did anyone see EastEnders last night? Max Branning has just gone weird, I think. Yeah, something he did was a bit weird. We'll discuss this after 4:30. A lot of you have been noticing this and sent us emails about it. After 5:00, Sophie, Queen of Shops, is back. Do you remember Sophie? She works at a well-posh shop. And every time celebs come in, she rings us and tells us about it. She's on after 5:00, and there's some stupid street. And then after 6:00, part 6 of R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. It's all going on.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Marcus has been on 81199 saying, is the Max Brunning fact that he was eating Asani while his girlfriend was out getting a Chinese? No, you've got too much time on your hands. That's a bit weird, though. You're about to have a Chinese, just like, you know, you're going to ruin your tea.
No. I mean,
no.
I'm sure he wouldn't.
Have you eaten a sandwich while your boyfriend's been out to get a Chinese?
I may or may not have on one or more occasions, okay. Pretended not to have eaten when I have. But I'm sure he's probably also guilty of the same, as are you and the one that doesn't speak.
Yeah.
We've had full-on curry here before and then we've all gone home pretending that we haven't had any dinner yet.
That is true. So, EastEnders last night.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes, it was a good one last night.
Thank you, Alex Baker, off of Bristol, for pointing this out on our email. Or, as you call yourself, Baker. Just a surname, yeah? Now, Max was having a bit of a Barney with Carol last night, his sister. Is it wrong that Max calls his own sister Babe?
Yes, very.
All right, Babe?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, you can have some Scott Mills points for this. How many times does Max call his own sister Babe? Do you think it's because Carol Jackson's such a hottie that even though it's his sister, he can't resist calling her Babe? Babe. All right, Babe? How many? You can guess at home as well.
God, it was quite a few. I did a Matt Fincham today. I actually watched it at lunchtime.
Did you?
Yeah. When's it?
Thank God for the iPlayer.
It was about 20 or 30. It was a lot.
What are you saying?
My favourite was when Whitney went, "You're ancient and a gran." That was a bit harsh to Carol. She's a babe.
Obviously.
I'm going to say 22.
Okay. Let me know what you think. 10 Scott Mills points if you get it right.
Hey, listen, all right? You can't be in love with
her. Well, I am.
Because you're 48 years old, babe. What does a geezer like that want with someone like you? No offence.
How rude.
Derek sorted him out, didn't he, eh? Our brother saved you, babe, from a broken heart.
Carol the Cougar.
You need someone to look out for you, babe, and that's me. Now, babe, now I'm here for you. How old is he, babe? What is he? Same age as Billy? I'm going to make you happy, babe, you know. It's not going to wind well.
Right, not as many as you thought.
Oh.
7.
Oh.
7 babes.
Maybe I just got caught up in all the drama of it all.
I think you probably did. If you said 7, give yourself 10 SMPs.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
You see, Max Brunning needs to take an actual leaf out of my book, because there are some things you just don't call close relatives, you know, that I would, for instance, say to my female friends. You're one of them.
Mm.
So, I mean, these are all words that I wouldn't call my sister if I had one.
I was going to say, if you use some of these on your brother, that's even weirder.
Hot lips is one.
Yeah.
Call you that all the time.
I don't think he'd like it.
Well, I wouldn't feel comfortable calling my sister that. Or sweet cheeks. I mean, you like that.
I do, yeah, but I would never call my sister or my brother if I had one.
Sex pot is another one. Quite popular.
Does words like that?
My brother?
Mm.
No.
No.
I've never tried it.
What about your dad?
No, baby cakes.
What's the closest relative you can go to calling these? Like, so could you call your cousin baby cakes?
No, that's still uncomfortable, I think.
Second cousin once removed? Hot lips?
We've been through this before. I think it's actually okay to...
Do you see Jamie Oliver...
With your cousin.
Well, Jamie, how do you stand on Jamie Oliver and his nan? Tiger?
Oh, that's all wrong as well. He needs to...
That's the most famous celebrity example I can think of at the moment.
He needs to sort that right out, Foxy. Foxy Sweet Cheeks Baby Cakes. It's not right. It's not right. And calling your nan Tiger is really, really wrong.
Podcast.
Now, we've got a new song here, made on the One That Doesn't Speak's phone. You know, we've been doing this week. That very phone that he's holding up in his hand now. That one? Really? You can make songs on that, right? Wow. I knew the one that doesn't speak when he used to have really rubbish phones. Like, really bad ones.
What, like?
Yeah,
old school ones with interchangeable covers.
Yeah, he was having the brick
big
phone.
Aerials.
Yeah, but this is only about 5 years ago. But he's gone well up to date now. So we've been making these all week. I did one and formed a band with my flatmate. You did a Bieber song yesterday using only your phone, no recording equipment, no studio. And this is the one that doesn't speak has made.
Or Eyes of Calculator, as we're now calling him.
Is that his band name?
Yeah.
From random article on Wikipedia.
And this is from his album, He Will Do The More.
How do you get the album name again?
The album name comes from, if you type in, like, quotes page, and then the bottom quote is the last five words of that.
Okay, and that's then your band name?
Yeah.
So here it is. Introduce it for us with the band name and from the album, please.
This is from the debut album from Eyes of the Calculator. This is... we haven't got a title for the actual song, have we?
No, I've just named say the it's album from the album...
Oh, from the album He Will Do The More, this is Eyes of the Calculator.
Hold up. Mammary glands. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby. I'm an adult baby. I've got a phone and a dressing gown. I'm an adult baby! Mammary gland. You will listen. I'm an adult baby.
I think that's amazing.
It's really good.
That
really
is amazing.
Good. Only done in his phone. No actual professional recording equipment used. My mate Chris is going to go spare on this. Oh, God. We've ruined his life.
Why?
All his mates are like, he's playing football tonight, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get so much beef. I'm an adult baby.
He said it.
I know. Can we hear it once more? That was brilliant.
Hold up. Mammary glands. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby. I'm an adult baby. I've got a phone and a dressing gown. I'm an adult baby! Mammary gland. You will listen. I'm an adult baby.
I've just got a text from him.
I can't
read that one out. The first one says, oh my God. Hi, Chris.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
It's been a while since we spoke to her, but here she is, sales assistant to the stars. It's Sophie. Hello.
Hello.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, we spoke to you before. You work in quite a posh shop.
I do indeed.
And your job is to tell us... Well, it's not your job, but kindly, you do tell us when the stars come in.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've been buying.
Yeah.
Now, I did call you over Christmas, but you didn't have much action then, did you?
No, it's all been going on in the past sort of couple of weeks.
Is that because the sales are on?
The sales been on, yeah, the sales been on, definitely.
I love it that even celebs go to the sales, like, they can't
bother...
They love
a bargain.
Yeah.
They're just like you and me.
Wait for the discounts straight in there.
I know, they wait outside. They queue up like everyone else.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No.
They come in the back.
Do they? Is there a secret entrance at your posh shop for celebs?
No. Not to my knowledge. No one's that famous that they can't.
So Tyre Cruise doesn't come in the back entrance?
No, there is a lift that they can come in sort of not in the front way, but I don't think that's any secret.
Can I just ask you, Sophie, right?
Yeah.
Have you not got into trouble for spilling the beans like this, you know, with your shop?
Well, I thought about that. I thought, oh, my God, should I have used, you know, a different name or, like, a voice changer? But I haven't actually said anything bad about anyone, to be honest. Like, so they can't really fire me.
However, one of my mates works in a similar posh shop.
Yeah.
And recently was just finishing his last mouthful of lunch... As he was coming back up the stairs to work, up the escalator, and the manager was like, no, I'm sorry, you had your mouth full, you're fired.
Oh, my goodness. Was it...
I can't say.
Oh.
I would not last 2 minutes in the shop.
Me neither.
Would I? I'm always eating on the job.
Sophie?
Yeah?
We can change your name if you want.
No.
We can call you something completely different.
What about Sophia? Because that's close enough, but still different, and you could say it's not the same.
No one will ever know.
Yeah, go on then.
Okay,
on
Sophia, then. Let's carry on.
I've not said my surname, so...
So who's been into your shop lately?
Okay, so it's been a season of repeat offenders. All these people have been in before, and they apparently can't get enough of me. So my first one is Tayo Cruz.
Oh, very nice. We like him.
What a nice man.
He is the nicest man in pop. The nicest man in pop. He came in with his friend, and he tried on some sort of black ninja-style high-top trainers.
Mm-hmm.
And the friend pointed out, oh, you look quite like a ninja, because he was all dressed in black, and they were joking about sort of buying those Chinese fighting style things that go through the air and stuff. And I sort of tried to join in with the banter and said, oh, sorry, we don't sell those here. And they kind of just looked at me and, you know, there was a big silence. The silence was broken by some sort of young girls, young fans sort of running in.
Thank God for that, they saved you.
I know, they saved
you. From your proper tumbleweed moment.
I know, it was like, whoosh. So embarrassing.
So did he buy the trainers?
He did indeed. He did indeed. And that's when the girls came in when we were at the till point.
Yeah, we like him.
Yeah, and I said, I don't know why, but I went, Merry Christmas, in a kind of funny accent, and he said it back as well. He went, Merry Christmas. So it's really nice.
So you did like a Santa voice and he tried to copy you?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? What possessed you to do that, Sophia?
I don't know, he was so friendly, and I just thought...
Well, I'll do a silly voice.
Yeah, silly voice.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Who else have you had?
Liam Gallagher.
Oh, he's
in.
Back.
He's back. He can't keep still, though. It's a bit... It puts me a bit on edge, but he came running up with... He's bought these shoes before, the same sort of suede-y loafery things, and he's now got five pairs. He bought three pairs.
My dad does that.
Why? I never understand why.
It's just sticking to what you know. If you liked it once, you like it again and again.
I think that's a man thing, isn't it? Like, you find a jumper you like and then buy one in every colour or just keep buying the same thing. And
I think it's weird.
So he's got loads of pairs of those very same shoes.
Yeah.
Does he try them on every time? Because that would be brilliant.
No, he didn't. Oh. He didn't try every single one on. He didn't even want a bag when he bought them. He just put it in his handbag, man-bag thing. Just stuffed them straight in.
I love it that he's got a handbag.
Big enough to put some loafers in.
What are you saying about my handbag?
I know. Oh, no, he'll come back in. Oh, no.
He
said I made his day.
You told everybody about my man-bag, what are you saying? So he's got five pairs of the same shoes now.
Yeah, he loves them.
Who else?
Loves them. Oh, last but not least, get ready for a good one. Okay,
hang on,
right.
Hang on,
we need a drum roll for this.
Who's been in the shop?
Gail off of Coronation Street.
Woo! Actual Gail Platt.
Actual Gail Platt. Although she's not called Gail Platt, is she?
No.
I don't think so. That would be too much of a coincidence.
Helen Worth.
Yeah.
Who was she in with?
Her husband, he's really, like, scarily giant. He's really tall.
Oh,
like,
no, she hasn't got a mass murderer again, has she?
No. He's really, really tall and really nice. They're both really nice, like a mum and dad.
Oh, so I keep confusing between real life and soap.
I know. Me and my colleague were like, is that Gail? Yeah, that's Gail.
Did you call her Gail?
No, I didn't say anything.
Hi, Gail.
I was worried that I was going to go, like, say, oh, Gail... But I didn't say anything. Gail!
What did she buy?
She bought two pairs of shoes, one pair of me and then one pair of someone else. But she kept calling them, like, they were talking about it. I heard them talking about it. And they kept saying, and these will be your school shoes, right? They'll be your school shoes. So I think he's either a teacher or he's, like, I don't know,
been
a really
put back
big
a year.
Boy. The adult baby or something.
I'm an adult baby.
Exactly, he's an adult baby.
Was she nice? Really nice? Was Gail nice?
Yeah, really, really nice, really sweet, and just kind of patient because I was by myself and I had a lot of running around to do. So she was really nice and patient.
I love all your shop gossip. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. No, thank you.
It deserves a meaty high five, I think.
Yes, please. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Keep me up to date.
I will. Speak to you soon.
Love you.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, then. It's time for us to go onto Stupid Street. Love it when we do this. Now, we've been talking about band names over the last couple of days. Imagine you're a band, okay? Imagine you're in a band. What you do is you go to Wikipedia and then go to the bit that says random article, click on that, and whatever comes up, that is your band name. And how do you get your album name for your band?
Your album name comes from the quotes page, from a random quotes page. You go to the bottom of the page, and then it's the last five words of the last quote on the page.
Okay, cool. So, we've been out onto Stupid Street, and we have asked them, if they were in a band, what would they be called? Smooth Talking Dan's been doing the business for us. Thanks, Dan.
As always.
As he does. Have you seen his sexy new hair?
I think it's really good look, yeah.
Fitty.
Yeah. Does that make him smoother in his talking ways?
Let's find out. So, I will give you 20 Scott Mills points if you can guess any of the names that they came up with.
Okay, number one, Big Balloons.
Okay.
Are you writing these down? I'm going to have three. I need to get a
big
good
balloons.
Chance at the points. Ross Kemp Corner.
What?
And Bowling Green.
Bowling Green.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you asking me why I've chosen any of these or not?
Why have you chosen them?
Because my friend got really into bowls after there was rumours of a streaker there once. So when I was at university, we used to go to the Bowling Green quite a lot.
What, just in case there might be a streaker?
Yeah, and I said to him, statistically, it's probably less likely to see a streaker at the Bowling Green now than it was before, because there's only just been one.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get one,
it's not gonna happen
one
again.
On, like, last Thursday and get one again this Tuesday, are you?
No.
You're going to have to wait another year and then go back.
Yeah. Yeah, the chances of that happening again are not very likely. Okay, so Big Balloons.
Yeah.
Ross Kemp Corner.
Yeah.
And
that strikes me as a sort of a place name, maybe.
Bowling Green.
Yeah. But I think they'd all make really good band names.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. Let's do it. Let's find out if Stupid Street were in a band, what would they be called?
What's your name?
Lena.
Lena. Where are you from?
Spain.
If you were in like a band, what would it be called?
Hot Chicks, probably.
Hot Chicks, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Just because you're quite a hot chick.
Yeah.
Good.
Whatever.
Good option. Okay, thanks very much.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers. She was hot, actually.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it. Smooth talking down with his new smooth hair.
I can imagine him being like the lead vocalist and then they could be his backing singers, STD and the Hot Chicks.
Yeah, I think we should probably leave this music on for the rest of this because it sounds like it's going to be a good one.
If you're going to be in a band now, what might you call it?
Strawberry Fair?
Strawberry Fair? That's nice. Do you like strawberries?
Yeah.
And fairs as well?
Yeah.
Give yourself 20 points if you said Strawberry Fair. Probably quite unlikely, I'd say.
Are you in a band?
No.
If you were in one, what would it be called?
Whiskey Badgers.
Whiskey Badgers? Any particular reason why?
I like whiskey and I like badgers.
Fair point. I like badgers, I hate whiskey.
Do you?
I absolutely hate it, I can't stand it. But badgers, I love.
I'm the other way around, I really like whiskey, but I hate badgers.
Do you? Why do you hate? There's nothing to hate about badgers.
Well, I don't mind them as animal, but you know that they're streaky hair, I just want to like... Just needs a touch up.
Right. So you have a problem with badgers' streaky hair?
Yeah, that white bit at the front,
weirdo.
I just think diet.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Missed a bit. Diet, badger.
If
like
you were in
cows.
A band, what would they be called?
The Cool Cats.
The Cool Cats.
I preferred Hot Chicks and Whiskey Badgers.
What's your name?
Sam.
Okay. If you were in a band, what would it be called? Splashback.
Splashback.
Any reason why? Splashback. Do you know what? Because I'm actually doing a kitchen and I need to find a splashback at the moment.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do you know what that reminded me of? Was the time when your friend Unlucky Gary got hit when he was cleaning the loo.
He did. Bless him.
That was really unlucky day. That was horrible.
Well, he is Unlucky Gary.
Toilet brush.
Yeah, but he got a massive splashback and it went in his mouth. And he was really worried that he was going to get ill. Yeah. But that's the kind of thing that happens to Gal. He's just unlucky. Follows him everywhere he goes. Notice that we had a team meeting last night. Unlucky Gary turns up and everyone left because they were too actually scared that something unlucky was going
to
happen.
He did actually say to me, "I'm so sorry, Becky. I didn't mean to make you leave. I was like, I just need to get my train. It's not
before
it's
a
not
tree
you.
Crashes on this pub and kills us all."
I didn't think about that.
You in a band, what would it be called?
Mine was going to be Splashback.
Can you think of another one?
The Marilyns.
The Marilyns?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm obsessed with Marilyn Monroe.
What are the chances of that?
I know, I was going to use Splashback as well. Out of everything that you could have been called.
Yeah.
Wow. So 20 points there if you said Splashback.
Do you get 40 if you said Splashback? Because she was going to have it, but then she had to change to Marilyn. Do you think she was with that other guy? Or do you think it was just coincidence?
I think she was probably with him.
And I would call mine the Fluffy Duck.
The Fluffy Ducks, 20 points there.
Oh, I like that.
That's quite good.
Still prefer Ross Kemp Corner.
Listen to this.
What's your name?
Sophia.
Sophia?
Yes.
Good name.
Thank you.
Oh, here he goes. Good name.
Have you noticed how when he gets a man, he does sound a little bit disappointed every time?
Good name.
I like your sort of white shirt, blouse. The blouse is still around? Is that still a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can go with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Anyway.
Okay.
She doesn't care.
No. Yeah, no, blouse is fine. Did she say you can go there?
Did she? I thought you said, oh, you can go
you
with that.
You can go there. Listen.
I like your sort of white shirt, blouse. The blouse is still around? Is that still a word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can go with that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Anyway. She was more forward than I thought.
If you're in a band, what would it be called?
At number one.
At number one?
That yeah. Isn't... And the chart show and they do kind of mess them up.
Well.
I love it. They're just thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Already worried about how Reggie's going to pronounce it.
Yeah, that's right. On the line now, we have Sophia from Ad Number One, who are at number one on the Radio 1 chart show.
It works if they do have a big hit, but if they don't, if they just like get to like 37, it's going to sound a bit rubbish,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it'll sound awful.
Thinking they were better than they actually are, it's at number one.
Check out this guy.
What's your name?
Bruno.
If you're going to start a new band, what do you reckon you might call it?
The Mexico Destroyer. I think that's a pretty good name for a band.
Mexico Destroyer.
Yeah.
Really good. What was his name?
What's your name?
Bruno.
Bruno Mars. There.
Is it?
On Stupid Street, I think so. I've never heard Bruno Mars really speak.
What's your name?
Bruno.
If you're going to start a new band, what do you reckon you might call it?
The Mexico Destroyer. I think that's a pretty good name for a band.
Mexico Destroyer.
Yeah.
I never knew that Bruno Mars is from Mexico.
I didn't know that was his band name. I've only heard his solo stuff.
So if you said any of those, it's highly unlikely. And then give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. Don't be lying just because you want to get the spice rack, because I will find out, okay?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Here's where we're at, okay? R. Kelly has been having it away with a woman called Kathy. Then her husband, Rufus, finds R. Kelly hiding in the wardrobe. Then Rufus, who is a vicar, reveals how he too is having an affair with a bloke called Chuck. R. Kelly's not really interested in the details of this affair, so decides to go home. On the way, he calls up his house, but his wife doesn't answer the phone. A bloke answers instead. He rushes home so fast, with fire in his eyes, he gets a speeding ticket from a policeman. He gets home. His wife says, "Nothing to worry about. That bloke is my brother, remember? He's staying with me this week." Relieved, they both do a lot of kissing together, R. Kelly and his wife. But then R. Kelly pulls back the covers on the bed after the kissing and finds a rubber robber. R. Kelly's wife admits that she is also having an affair. After a lot of explaining by a lot of people we've never heard of before, it reveals that the policeman who gave R. Kelly the ticket is the person that R. Kelly's wife is having the affair with. And that's where we're at. More next.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, you ready for part 6 of Trapped in the Closet, the hip-hopera which R. Kelly thinks is deadly serious, and the rest of us think is hilariously funny. So, we have found out that R. Kelly's wife is having an affair with the policeman that stopped R. Kelly and gave him a speeding ticket, as R. Kelly was coming back from the house of the woman that he was having an affair with. They're all at it. Ready for part six, Becky?
Yes.
The nation is gripped. Drum roll, please.
Believe it or not, I just started laughing, shaking my head, and just kept on laughing.
So R. Kelly is finding this absolutely hilarious.
Well, do you know what? It's probably got to that point where it's so stressful that you have to make a joke out of it otherwise.
Yeah. And this is funny, we've both been having an affair. It's really funny, this. Anyway, luckily he's finding it as funny as the rest of us now, after all this time. He's finally got there.
Thinking about all the things I had been through that day. Then she cries, what? Why do you have that smile upon your face?
Which is a fair enough question. Why do you have that smile upon your face, R. Kelly?
Then I left out, said, thinking about all the things that I've been through. She wipes her nose and she sniggles and laughs out, I've been through it too. Then I start laughing again and she start laughing more. And next thing you know, we both are cracking up on the floor.
They're on the floor. They're both in fits of laughter. This is so funny. I'm having an affair. You're having an affair. There's a gay vicar. This is brilliant. How we laughed.
This is the first bit I haven't found that funny.
She laughs out. I can't believe this idiot really answered my phone.
Yeah, that was an error there. Because it wasn't actually her brother answering the phone.
It wasn't Twan.
It wasn't Twan, the brother. It was the policeman who answered the phone, who she's having it off with. So it was the policeman that answered the phone. So you still with me?
Is Twan there or not?
Now, meanwhile, Twan just got out of prison and he's on his way home.
No, Twan is on his way home. And that's the brother. He's just got out of prison. But he is on his way any second.
She loves, baby, I'm sorry for all the lies. And then I say, girl, just wait till I tell you all the drama that I've been dealing with.
So R. Kelly is about to explain all the drama.
Oh, no, don't offload.
Yeah. He's going to say to his wife exactly what has happened far in his day.
It's going to make him feel better, but it's only going to cause her more heartache.
Ready for this?
She laughs, I want to hear it all.
No.
Then I laughed and said, baby, first of all.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I got a hangover, been trapped in the closet, slept with who knows, threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover, turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn.
Say way more than that.
Damn.
No. But I do like his style.
I really like
this. I've done. I've been trapped in a closet. I've slept with whoever.
The gay guy. Damn.
Can we hear that one again? It's brilliant.
I got a hangover. Been trapped in a closet. Slept with who knows. Threatened to kill a pastor. She says, what? Baby, this is no lie. He had a lover. Turns out to be a gay guy. She says, damn.
As you would. And that's a lot to take in there, and she just goes, damn.
If you've been up to no good, I reckon that's the best way of doing it. It's like, sing it really fast and get everything all into 30 seconds.
He is summing up quite well here, though. I mean, if you are hearing this for the first time, you are now pretty much up to date.
Plus I got a ticket.
Oh, and he got a speeding ticket. Let's not forget that, he did get a speeding ticket. But things are about to shock you here. There's a dramatic twist.
Meanwhile, the policeman, he turns around, just out of concern, comes back to the house.
Oh, so the policeman's coming back to the house.
He pulls up in the driveway. My car's parked crooked with the lights on. Then he goes around the back way. He hear the dogs barking like something's wrong.
So the policeman's coming in the house. It's never a good sign when the dogs are barking. You know something's wrong then, don't you?
Mm.
Anyway, so the two of them are still cracking up about what happened. I mean, what a silly day this has been. They find it hilarious.
He gets to the back door and discovers it's been broken in. He looks around, then proceeds in.
Okay, so the policeman is now coming in the house.
Meanwhile, we're laughing and laughing and laughing, but from his perspective, he thinks somebody's crying.
Oh, right, okay, so they're laughing, finding it hilarious, but policeman thinks, they're crying.
He gets closer to the bedroom and he would swear that somebody was coughing and sighing.
So now he thinks someone's coughing and sighing.
Meanwhile, we're in the bedroom laughing as I'm trying to continue to explain. She yells out, Sylvester, you're killing me. I said, I swear that it went that way.
So now we find out that R. Kelly's actually called Sylvester.
Which I like.
Keeping up with this?
The next thing you know, he bust up in a room and said,
oh, God. So he busts up in the room and says, freeze.
And then I look back up at him and said, wait, you're that damn police.
Yeah, you are that damn police.
Why is he in the house? Has he got a warrant?
Then she screamed, baby, I mean James. She says, everything is cool. And then he yells, Gwendolyn, I got this. I know you're sick and tired of this fool.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's been doing that thing of...
She's like, yeah, no. I don't actually like him.
I'm going to leave him,
I
promise.
Leave him. I will leave him at some point, I promise. James, that's obviously the name of the policeman.
Oh. And then I stood up, started walking towards him, screaming out my house. Then he yelled, freeze, she screamed, please. And I pulled my Beretta out.
Pull his what out?
I don't know, but it sounds rude.
Should I put it in Urban Dictionary?
Can you, it might be, yeah, type that in. We haven't checked this.
And then I stood up, started walking towards him, screaming out my house. Then he yelled, freeze, she screamed, please.
Burrito. What?
It's not
it's
burrito. Why would you pull out a burrito at a tense moment like this?
Well, I don't know. Chimichanga?
I'm going to kill you with this burrito. Beretta. Is that a gun? Oh, God, it's a gun, Becky!
No, it's not. It's a dessert.
No, it's a gun.
It's fresh mozzarella cheese from Puglia, Italy.
No, it's a gun. I'm trying
to... Look, how to serve burrata.
No, it's not. It's not in this case. It's a gun.
It's a talent.
Trying to build some tension here. Listen.
She cried out to Vesta, please don't.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
I slowly put the gun down, and then I put my hands up. He winked at me and smiled, and that is when I went nuts.
So R. Kelly has got his hands up. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Grab the gun, she's screaming, settle down. Going all around the room, both hands on the gun, then all of a sudden, pow.
The gun goes off. All of a sudden, pow. That's what a gun noise is.
Did a big cartoon, like, zigzaggy thing come up with, like, the...
A thing comes out that says, pow.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. So who's been shot?
We don't know.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
I'm glad they clarified it was a gun and not mozzarella balls, though.
Yeah.
I don't like it when you get all the water at the bottom. That would have just so much mess.
I've been killed by some mozzarella balls. And it wasn't very nice.
So the policeman's just randomly come back to the house, stumbled upon them. She's been caught out because she's been slagging off Sylvester.
Gets a burrito out.
Yeah.
Kills
and then, him. Well, we don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Have you cheated?
Oh, no, I honestly don't know.
Really?
I honestly don't know.
Are you sure you haven't gone home and watched on...
No, I haven't watched it. Okay. I like to be excited by it as much as everyone else is every day.
This is amazing. More tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. More tomorrow after 6.
This is better than CSO Miami.
The nation is gripped.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Hey, listeners. Fancy something to really make your stomach churn? This is from the Jeremy Kyle show earlier. And this is actual Jeremy Kyle speaking on the show.
Do you want sexy time tonight? Yeah. Do you want sexy time tonight?
Sexy time.
Again.
Do you want sexy time tonight? Do you want sexy time tonight?
Sexy time.
That's the worst one. Sexy time. And I think we can make a song out of that. You know, we're all making songs this week just on our phones. I think my mate Chris is around tomorrow, because let's face it, he's got nothing better to do. So, Chris, if you're listening, I'll text you as well, just in case you're not. That is your homework for tonight, to make a song out of Jeremy Kyle saying this.
Do you want sexy time tonight? Yeah. Do you want sexy time tonight?
Sexy time.
Gross.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1 podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.